A doctor who did a controversial study into what she calls wind turbine syndrome says residents living near wind farms will get ill. Dr. Nina Pierpont told the first day of a Senate inquiry into the social and economic impacts of wind farms that there was documented evidence and Australia should take note. But the industry has been quick to question the evidence, and the federal government's health advisory body says there's no such conclusion. Here's environment reporter Sarah Clark.
Dr. Nina Pierpont has long campaigned against wind farms. The American paediatrician says she has clinical evidence that low-frequency noise and infrasound from turbines disturbs the body's organs, and she's called it wind turbine syndrome.
Wind turbine syndrome is a uniform collection of signs and symptoms experienced by a significant proportion of people living near large wind turbines. The symptoms include sleeplessness, headaches, nausea, dizziness, tinnitus, ear pressure and pain, eye pressure and pain, episodes of alarm and panic awakening people from sleep with physical symptoms of an adrenaline surge like pounding heart, frequent nighttime urination and enuresis, and problems with cognition and performance, including difficulty reading, loss of short-term memory and concentration, and deficits in spatial memory and problem solving.
And the study where these symptoms were identified was based on 10 families in the United States who lived near a large wind farm. Dr. Pierpont interviewed them before it was built, during and after, and she says that was enough to convince her that she had a case. Senator Steve Fielding from Family First instigated the Senate inquiry investigating the social and economic impacts of wind farms in Australia.
I'll ask a sort of a provocative statement to start with. If wind turbine syndrome is real, why is it that there are people living near wind farms who are not affected at all or suffer any of the symptoms which you claim to exist?
Because there's variability and susceptibility to the probable cause, which is the low-frequency noise and infrasound. And that, in fact, was the focus of my study. And these people came and went away frequent times until they had figured out themselves that it was the turbines that were causing their problems.
But the controversy surrounding Dr. Pierpont's work centres on the fact that her research is non-peer-reviewed and the claims are made in a self-published book. That's been noted by the CSIRO, and it was on those grounds that the organisation's spokeswoman, Peter Ashworth, was hesitant to weigh into the anti-wind campaigner's case.
We did a search and we did a review of the ISI Thompson under N. Pierpont, but nothing came up in the academic literature for that, for wind turbine syndromes.
And we should stress that we rely on peer-reviewed research where possible, and so in this available research, we, as Peter referred to, we look at peer-reviewed research, and we did search for wind turbine syndrome and Pierpont's work related to wind on the Web of Science, which is the largest peer-reviewed database of existing journal articles.
That was Dr. Nina Hall from the CSIRO. And the National Health and Medical Research Council, which guides the federal government, has its own advice. While it acknowledges that studies need to be ongoing into the potential adverse health effects, it says there's no evidence as yet that the low-frequency noise or shadow flicker from the wind turbines makes people sick. That's the advice the industry is sticking to. Russell Marsh is from the Clean Energy Council.
Wind turbines have been around for 30 years. We've got more than 100,000 operating around the world. They've been tested, retested. By far, one of the cleanest, safest and quietest ways of generating electricity. And after all this time and testing by genuine experts, there's no evidence that wind turbines make people sick.
Russell Marsh from the Clean Energy Council, ending that report from Environment reporter Sarah Clark.